we'll start with a piece that we talked about early last week. We were talking about this in terms of schools who are getting in touch reporting that they were losing some of their SNA, special needs assistance provision, for 2026-2027. It's the new school year starting in September. This is all part of a review which is initiated by the National Council for Special Education, whereby special needs assistant resources were being assessed, increased in some cases, reduced in others, and redeployment of SNAs taking place from September. This led to an outcry, and you heard it here on this programme as recently as yesterday, in relation to how this was handled, how this was communicated, and why it was done in the first place. But this all culminated yesterday in the Minister for Education and Youth, Hildegard Nocton, announcing a pause, reverse engines from the government on this review of special needs assistance allocations following those concerns. All review changes, including those who have already received letters regarding reductions, have been paused pending the outcome of engagement on the issue. In a statement, the Minister said, "I've listened carefully to all the issues raised by parents and school communities in recent days. I want to reiterate that there are no cuts to SNA numbers. I want to ensure that SNAs are with the children who most need their care. To that end, I'm pausing the review of special needs allocations. I, the Taoiseach, and the Taoiseach are engaging extensively to ensure that all of the concerns raised are really understood and children with special educational needs are fully supported. No further letters on SNA review outcomes will issue until these engagements have concluded in the coming weeks." The announcement by the Minister follows calls for clarity on the situation, both in the area of how redeployment of SNAs will actually work in practice, but also what will happen to the schools who lose those services. And the pause in the SNA provision as well, and obviously there needs to be a lot more clarity in what happens now in this, is that what does it mean for the schools who are told they're getting an increase in SNAs for the next school year? Will that also be paused until this is sorted out? Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Jackie Coffey, who's a special needs assistant who first spoke to us last week on the programme in Fossa National School. The school itself had been facing the loss of four SNAs next year. Jackie, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Obviously, on the face of it, at the outset, you're obviously delighted that this has at least been paused now pending a further review.
Absolutely. As you say, delighted, I suppose, that there's been recognition, you know, for the amount of upset and anxiety that has been caused over the last week or so, really, from our perspective, and that at least a pause, although it's welcomed, absolutely. I suppose it's the clarity that's going to go from here on now, how it's going to be moved forward, what's the next step. You know, it needs to have proper engagement with stakeholders now, really, on the ground, who have everyday experience. And the criteria and stuff around all this is, you know, there's an opportunity now to really make a difference going forward.
Okay, and that's the question, isn't it? What happens from here? Is this a pause or is it a shelving? What happens to schools that got the increase? What happens to schools like yours who were told you'll have a review and you're actually losing SNA posts? And I suppose how quickly that all is addressed ahead of next September? Because you need certainty as well as to what your role will be in a couple of months' time.
Precisely, yeah. You see, that's it. Like at the moment, like the pause, as you say, a huge step yesterday, at least it's, you know, put the brakes on everything. But there's no clarity on how that, like the minister last night, Minister Moynihan, said that, you know, everything was stopped for the moment and that there was going to be negotiations and there's going to be talks. And I suppose it's the outcome of those talks and conversations that are going to be had over the next number of days, weeks, that are going to determine how September is going to look. Will it change drastically? You know, as you say, there's a number of schools that have increases. Like they said yesterday, everything has paused. So anybody who had received an increase, like nothing is going forward at the moment. Everything is paused. And I suppose that is just it's still putting a huge amount of anxiety and stress on schools, you know, on staff, SNAs, on parents, you know, that are still not sure what September is going to look like at this stage, really.
That's why there is that need for clarity in relation to what is happening right across the board with regards to this. Do you think there needs to be an overall review of your role, Jackie, in the context of what's happened here? What you do in mainstream classrooms, what you do, and one of the issues that was raised in this is that there are children who get support, and it's key support for them, might only be an hour a day or less. They're not on paper diagnosed clinically as having special needs, but they have, with the support of teachers, been kept out of that perhaps, maybe, or it ensures they stay in school or they have a much better experience of learning because of it, that needs perhaps maybe to be looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the there's an opportunity now to, I suppose, appreciate and maybe have an overall look at the role of an SNA in our schools, in our mainstream schools as well. Our role and the criteria that is put in place from levels 1, 2, and 3 for kids who access SNA support is very niche and is very limited. It fits into a box. And I suppose on the ground, the reality is that not everything fits into a box, and our role probably goes above and beyond what is in what our role is laid out at the moment is not really fully what we do within the school. And I suppose, as you say, this is the opportunity to maybe look at clarifying the role of an SNA and also clarifying the criteria, updating the circular that's going back from 2014 to include everybody. I mean, the circular is from 2014. That alone is 12 years old. So, in order to have up-to-date details on kids and, all the changes, we've gone through COVID, there's a huge amount of anxiety, in schools, you've social, emotional, all of that now is the time to be able to include everything going forward.
Is it fair to say, Jackie, that it's 20 years since SNAs were created? We now have, tens of thousands of SNAs, 25,000, I think, in September we'll have, with the increase of 1,700. Is it fair to say the role organically has changed and gone beyond what the circular stated 14 years ago? And that needs to be updated and looked at.
100%. The role has changed so much since first day. And I suppose, as you say, this is the opportunity now to update that and to clarify the rules and to give, going forward, that an SNA has a full role of jobs that they do. I know you're probably never going to put it all into a box, but at least broaden what's already there. It's
okay.
It's very specific on primary healthcare needs and everything at the moment, and I think that needs to be shifted and moved to, to make sure that all children across all levels are being looked after, I suppose, really.
Yeah, final point on it, Jackie. Would you understand, though, and this is the issue in relation to what has been talked about, one of the reasons for this is demographic change, and that in some schools the numbers are dropping, and like with teachers, there will have to be redeployment. If there aren't enough students and there are too many SNAs or teachers, what happens with teachers, they get redeployed within a certain geographical, that'll need to be clarified, but that will have to happen as things change, because the birth rate in this country has dropped off a cliff in the last number of years, and that will have implications in just a short few years' time for a number of areas and a number of schools and the SNA roles therein. That also needs to be looked at.
Absolutely. And I mean, of course, as you say, the teacher system, that, you'll have a situation where numbers will drop and numbers will rise. Of course, that's demographic across the board. And I think that's understood. It's just that because of the fact that it's been so drastic this time, and that it's 4, 5, and 6 SNAs being lost in schools, the justification for that based on what they're going by and the criteria and everything that they're working on is too tight to take into consideration all the kids that need to be looked after. I 100% understand about numbers dropping and, yes, redeployment and all that. But again, that's where we need clarity going forward from September for ourselves as SNAs and for schools to know, as you say, demographics, knowing where we're going to go if there's a possibility of being transferred to different schools, of course. But all of that needs to be set up as quickly as possible, because you can't leave that September
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Jackie, listen, we'll leave it there. We'll see where it goes. But thanks for your review on it this morning, and obviously noting your concern as well.
Sorry, could I just make one point there? Sorry, Jerry, while I'm on it too. From our own point of view here, I just want to thank all the parents and the staff from the school here. And our fantastic group of SNAs who, like, left no stone unturned, contacting locals, contacting family, friends, politicians. Like, we've had huge backing from here, and it has been great to be able to put it into the spotlight. But then I suppose, you know, going forward, we will continuously need that backing to try and, you know, advocate for every child that's in our care.
Yeah, fair point. Okay, Jackie, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Jackie Coffey there, an SNA at the Fossa National School, School of Facing the Loss of Four, as it is. That's paused at the moment. We'll see where it goes from there.